the same thing, isn't it? Like, if you're genuine, then that's what works, because it's...
You're true to yourself.
Yeah, because people can tell when you're not being genuine.
I think now, in this day and age, everyone wants to just be themselves, be accepted, and everyone, if you're not upsetting anyone, what's it to do with you?
That's the goal, isn't it, of, yeah. like, a brand, is basically have people, like, you say ambassadors, is that the word you used, yeah? So you buy into it so much that you then go out and promote it in your own way, right?
Hello and welcome to Well, You're the Designer, the podcast that peers into lives, styles and mindsets of professional graphic designers, unravelling the mysteries of their creative processes. We delve deep into what drives their passion, what keeps them up at night and how they navigate the ever-evolving landscape of the design industry. I have with me two genuine graphic designers, handpicked and dragged away from their Macs to come and chat with me today. Podcast regular Richard Kemp is here to impart his wisdom, experience and piping hot takes drawn from his long and storied career of weaving graphics into gold here at Solar Press.
Oh, God.
And next to Richard is Elise Collins. With a formal training and agency background, Elise brings reason, mastery and a much needed voice of reason to the series Well, You're the Designer. My name's Danny Powell. I'm not a designer myself, merely an independent observer taking a scientific interest in the species. Think of me like David Attenborough, always watching, always commenting, always wearing the same clothes. My role is to bridge the gap between the creative outpourings that they come up with and the clarity that our listeners crave. This week, we're diving into the intriguing question, are people their own brands? We'll explore whether each individual, through their fashion choices, cultural preferences and personal ethos, inadvertently crafts their own unique brand identity. Shall we start by discussing what we think our own brands might be?
Oh,
that's so naughty. Hard.
What are the key words, Richard, for brand, Richard?
Little bit scruffy.
Works t-shirt.
Yeah, well, actually, this is actually quite on brand. So before we recorded this, I actually had on a different t-shirt. And this morning, because it's a Friday, we had McDonald's breakfast wraps and I got a bit of ketchup on my t-shirt, which I hadn't seen until we're about to leave. And Elise said, you've got a stain in your t-shirt.
I'm not
so mad. Now I had a Solo Press t-shirt in my drawer, so I put that on. But what's on brand about that, right, is the fact that I got food on myself. So I think in a weird way, I am on brand. Yeah, okay. Because I tend to be a little bit unkempt.
Unkempt Kemp.
Yeah, unkempt Kemp.
Brilliant.
Yep.
Yeah.
I do like my colours though, and I do have a bit of a coordination going on. Oh. But I do, more than anything, I fear being overdressed. So if I, you know, for example, this year I bought my first pair of shoes that I've bought, like actual shoes for, I don't know, since I was at school, I guess.
Yeah.
And or anytime I put on anything I haven't worn it before, and like, you know, like a shirt maybe, and then I just always say to Joanna, just like, oh, do I look too smart?
Oh.
And she's just like, well, obviously not. Look at you, yeah. If you're like ill-sized t-shirt, your old jeans, just because you put an unbuttoned shirt over the top doesn't mean you're going to like dinner with Poirot or something. So yeah, I guess yeah, like kind of yeah, I like colours. I like being comfy more than anything, and yeah, slightly scruffy, because I've always loved scruffy. So I preferred Star Wars to Star Trek. Star Trek too clean,
right?
Star Wars has scratches, scruffy. Yeah.
God, yeah, you're right.
I've never thought of that.
Oh yeah, we've been in space for 40 years. Oh, look at the spaceship on the outside; it's really clean. Oh yeah, that makes sense.
It's been going through a void, like for. Anyway, Elise.
For me, I've been called things, so like indie, if that's a thing.
Yeah, I guess no, that's a thing.
What's that? A hipster.
Oh.
I know, I've been called that. That kind of hurt, because I wouldn't say I am. Quirky.
Okay.
I don't know, really. I kind of just dress, what, arty.
Arty, yeah.
That's what my mum and dad say. Oh, you look very arty today. I don't know what arty means, but you know. I think it's just, I've just got my own style. It's just comfort.
Yeah, comfort for me.
But do you do it to present something to the world, or is it, or do you do it to, for your own enjoyment and fun?
Bit of both.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a bit of both. Definitely. Like the way you hold yourself is, yeah, everything about you is what you're portraying, your social media, like your voice, your aesthetic is your brand. Isn't it?
So if you went too far away from that, this is something I feel, I think. If I went too far away from who I feel I am, I feel a bit, I don't know, dishonest, would it be? Misleading or... No, not that. Not genuine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not true to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, because you can tell. I mean, some people, they dress a certain way, right?
Mm.
And you can find it unconvincing.
Yeah.
Do you think? Yeah? And you go, I don't really think that's you.
Yeah.
Or maybe the fact that they're... trying to portray themselves in that way, maybe it says everything about them in a way.
Yeah, I think because when I had an office job that wasn't a graphic and I had to dress smart, I was like,
oh,
this
man.
Don't suit me. Like wearing like office attire. I was like, robot.
Yeah,
like, no, it feels really strange. Give me some Converse and some jeans.
Yeah.
So you do, and I felt uncomfortable and I was like, ooh.
I mean, working at Solo as long as I have, I haven't had to adhere to a dress code again since school.
But even with school, like, I know they tried to make us all the same, but people wore it and styled it in different ways.
Yeah,
someone would have their tie a little bit shorter, someone would have a really tight knot, someone would have it baggy, because it's like, although we're all the same, you need that little bit of
that's a good
identity
point.
roll your sleeves up
some and still get your tribes or, right,
yeah, yeah.
So I guess for some people it's about belonging to a tribe.
Yeah.
And I guess for everyone it is a kind of tribe thing, right? It's probably as much about saying what you're not as what you are.
Yeah.
But that sort of thing of like displaying a sort of affiliation, that's not a brand though, is it? That's... 'cause for me, I think
brand is something that people look to. Some of the things you affiliate with will have values attached to that. And I think those values would be considered, you know, if a person was a brand,
right.
Yeah,
that you agree and obviously with that.
You know, the one of the biggest part of a brand is the values, right?
Yeah,
I think that's why you buy into something, because you believe it. Like quite a lot of like mountain, like Patagonia and
North Face.
Yeah. They all have this ethos and I always wear my Kanken. And I love how it's all eco-friendly. It's made from water bottles. It's like,
is that?
And I've bought into that. And I'm like, I like that brand because I like that ethos. I like what their values are as a brand. So I want to wear it.
So when you wear it, you feel that...
I'm part of it.
You're part of it, but also that it says something about you.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it does. Because I'm proud to be wearing it and showing it off because I want people to see that logo on me because I'm like, yeah.
Does that make you a brand though, or is it a representative?
Or are you an advertising board?
Not that. I mean, I just mean that the brand is where it originates.
Well,
that
is the golden.
If you're just affiliating yourself with that,
that's the goal, isn't it? Of like a brand is to basically have people have they like you say ambassadors. Is that the words you used? Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So you buy into it so much that you then go out and you know kind of promote it in your own way, right?
I suppose some. When you think like some big brands, like when you think Apple, you think Steve Jobs, he like leader of Apple, he had his own brand because it was black turtlenecks, Levi's and New Balance dad trainers.
Mm-hmm.
That was his brand.
Yeah, that was
so
definitely
he was, like,
his...
the leader. He used brand attributes and you kind of bought in and you were like, okay, that's Steve Jobs. That's what he wears every time you see him. That was his... Same as like... Playboy, Hugh Hefner. I know it's but silk pajamas,
the smoking
and you kind
jackets
of,
and all
you
that.
You see
yeah.
it, don't you? It's like he had his own brand, like, but you associate it with Playboy.
But do you think that's so? A brand has to be more than looks, right? So, what you know, you can associate what with Hugh Hefner, like maybe if you're
that lifestyle,
but if you're willing to. Maybe omit certain conclusions, right? You can go, oh, he's not glamorous, right?
That, yeah, but is but that really, affluent?
But so that's what he's projecting. But is that really, when you see Hugh Hefner, do you think, what a glamorous, sophisticated man, or do you think, what a grubby little weasel?
Well, he's deadless.
Well, just because it's a negative one, yeah. But isn't a lot of this stuff, if you sort of build a little bit of an image and a brand around yourself, that's almost like you want to create shortcuts. Like, you don't want to walk up to everyone who sees you and say, you know, I vote this, my dietary habits are this, the bands I like are this, the films I like are this. Do you want to create certain assumptions? Like,
I guess,
true.
I mean, like, I suppose that in a way is what I'm trying to do. Mm. Yeah, definitely, is trying to give an impression of what I am like just by looking at me.
Mm. Yeah, because I suppose it is associated, again, like you said, music, like that has a big...
Oh yeah,
role to play in what you wear, what you, that's a big thing really, because you do have different genres, and different genres kind of associated with different clothing.
Certainly when I was a teen, it was almost the only thing, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe wearing a team's football shirt or something like that. Other than that, it was, what are you goth, grunge?
Mods rockers?
Yeah. No one's that old here, at least. Yeah. Although, obviously, you still got mods because you got, like, the kind of, you know...
Well, it comes around every 10 years, doesn't it?
Well, you know, because I guess a lot of the early Oasis kind of fan base was kind of mod, wasn't it, really? Because they were obviously big fans of, like, Paul Weller and The Jam and stuff.
Mm-hmm. That was a revival of the 60s thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But that really was... an ethos with rules, wasn't it? About, you know, your hems have got to be so many inches. You've got to have three buttons on your suit.
Do you think there's anything like that now, with that kind of gatekeeping?
Oh, I don't know. When Elise mentioned the word hipster before, I was thinking, because when I was in my 20s, people really started saying that, and it meant a very eclectic mix of way that people would dress, I suppose, slightly post Y2K. And then steadily they got boiled down to, you know, beard.
Man bun.
Man bun, whatever. Tattoos.
Hat. Yeah.
Like beanie.
Yeah. And they'd open some sort of niche bar in Shoreditch.
Yeah. I don't think it ever became a sort of manifesto like mod is.
No.
Like that.
It didn't really have an ethos, right?
It just sort of coalesced into this thing. Whereas, I mean, I remember being called a hipster in my 20s when, you know, I was wearing all sorts of bloody weird stuff and never had any facial hair.
Yeah.
But, it's weird. I sort of crystallized into a particular sort of strange Victorian gentleman with various other appendages.
It was kind of that vibe, wasn't it?
So if it does become a sort of gang tribe thing, then the individual stuff melts away a bit, doesn't it? So the individual isn't the brand. All you can see is that they subscribe to,
I think, if you go that far. But I think even in a bit like what you're saying, the school uniform, right? So even within that, I mean, even, say, an extreme case, early Beatles, literally all trying to look exactly the same, there were still points of difference, because obviously the brand is not just your looks, it's everything else, and you could see the different personalities from, you know, the songs they wrote, I guess, right, and how they carried themselves on stage and stuff.
Yeah.
So you could still see the different personalities within them, even though they were all meant to be more or less identical at that phase, right? They weren't they? Is that right? Am I thinking right?
Yeah, I mean, like, you, Ringo, Danny, had his rings, why. Didn't he? Like, he had his thing. Yeah.
So they've done a bit like school uniforms. Everyone does something a little bit different.
Mm.
So if people who are into stuff and tribal about things, that's where they get their brand.
Mm.
There are people that aren't that passionate about those things. And I guess, so would you say therefore they have no brand, or would you say that their brand is...
That is their brand.
There is less based on... So if you had to define it, how would you define it?
Well, Elise mentioned Steve Jobs earlier. I think he was someone who aspired to have no brand. He just wanted to have an outfit he could put on every day without thinking about it.
Yeah.
But then that gets interpreted because he's a high profile person.
And he's like the leader. He's that leader of Apple.
Do you reckon you could create an outfit that had absolutely zero
said
connotations?
About Like an overall, you know.
Yeah.
Everything has.
I suppose even now with like in the services, like in the army or the police or the like, they've all got uniforms, but they probably all still do something a little bit
different.
Yeah. Mm. Probably have the.
So I guess you still got your face, your body, your hair.
Yeah, your voice.
Like, your voice. Yeah. Your attitude.
Even down to like your handwriting. It's still you.
It is.
Your tattoos.
Yeah, I haven't got any tattoos.
But like a tattoo on someone, that is.
But that can also, so, you know, there because you'd get phases, right, or trends or fads with tattoos. You know, I think when they dig me up in 3,000 years' time, they'll think I was a king because I'll be the only one without tattoos. That's the way I'm playing it. Because, you know, when I was...
I'm surprised you haven't got one, actually.
I mean, there are tattoos I'd like to get, but mostly I just kind of forget about it and I'm a bit lazy.
Is it not?
I know I haven't got to do it myself, but I've still got to phone up and make
and
the thing
it.
And make decisions.
Such a faff.
Yeah. So
well, every other shop round here is a tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Every other shop round here seems to
there
be
is a lot. Right, yeah. That's because so many people now have tattoos and it's not seen. Like you have to be pretty extreme now to like
not have one.
Yeah. Well, it takes so say when I was say, God, say 30 years ago, right, or even further, say 40 years ago when I was 10, yeah, pretty much, then. If you saw someone with tattoos, that really said something about that person.
They might have been to prison.
They might have been to prison or they listened to Iron Maiden.
Right.
Yeah, or ride a bike. You know, it
so
was
a stereotype.
Yeah, because, but now, because everyone has tattoos, you see someone with tattoos, doesn't really say much about them.
I guess you're right.
Unless you actually ask them
and stuff. Mm. You know, so now... The people I know that always like tattoos were a bit like, oh, man.
Mm.
You know? In some ways, they're pleased because they get asked less now. Oh, did that hurt? And how long did it take?
Yeah.
Yeah, because everyone's had tattoos, so they all know how it hurts and how long is it, apart from me, right? Yeah. So, but I think now, whereas, say, in that time, if you had a sleeve or a tattoo coming up their neck, it'd be like, well, you'll never get a job.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas now, to get to the whole no job, it has to be, I guess, like right on your face. Yeah.
I suppose if you're customer facing, you do have job stoppers, don't you? They say like hands, face, like, anything that's visible. But I suppose now, even in a creative industry, you wouldn't get away with it.
You can pretty much do what you want.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about branding, I mean, the origins of the word, that's what it is. It's a permanent stamp on the skin, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
The tattoos are a permanent thing. I mean, I've got one that I sort of mildly regret, but I'm not that bothered about, around the top of my arm.
Can I ask what it is?
It's like a bunch of leaves in a band around my arm, which I
what
got
kind of
around
leaves?
The same time
Elise
was born.
True. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do it maybe a little bit later than that, but yeah. I just kind of wish I hadn't got it. I went to see about getting it removed. The guy said, well, there's loads of green in it and green's hard to get rid of and it's kind of above your T-shirt line, so don't bother.
Oh,
okay.
So I never bothered.
Was it because the group of friends you were in, they all had tattoos, so you were kind of like a tribe thing to be like, let's do it together? Or
I didn't do it together with anyone, but a few people had had like bands around the arm was a bit of a thing. It's interesting you say that, though, because you think of it as a really individualistic statement, but a lot of people must get them because their mates got them.
Like when you see them, like,
so it's not
group
quite
holiday.
Oh.
And like the lads are
all
like,
the same tattoos.
Is your good tattoo? Yeah.
Marbs 09 or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or like a camel on your toe. It's like, oh, funny. I've seen that. Yeah. I don't have one.
Or the
just
moustache fingers.
Yeah.
So in terms of personal branding and style, do you guys think you can pick graphic designers out of her lineup, like a crowd of people.
Yeah.
You could say.
No, I don't think you could.
Him.
No. I'm just thinking of, this is where my memory really lets me down. You know, the guys that done, you know, like National Geographic logo and all that. I forget what they're called, but I think a lot of those high-end agencies, right, when you see them...
Like Instagram?
No, yeah, maybe, but like more like, I guess more than that. What is the guy's name? I wish I could look it up. It's like Sarge or Sarge something. Anyway, it is, yeah. He's like super famous and I'm going to be absolutely mortified that I can't remember his name. I should have looked it up and practiced saying it.
Yeah.
But he's like, you know, almost full on, you know, he's like shirt, trousers.
And okay.
I think when you're, so I think, yeah, there is, and I think some of that is because people think that's what a designer looks like. Mm-hmm. And generally, I don't think people maybe dress so committed to their occupations anymore, if you know what I mean.
No, I suppose.
The world is definitely more casual than it used to be. You know, imagine being the first guy who took his hat off outside. More a brave man, right? Yeah. It's just like, well, I'm not going to wear a hat. And literally everyone else in the country would have gone, oh my God. As long as you don't shave your moustache off.
JFK did for hats, didn't he? Wasn't he? Was he the first sort of international statesman who didn't go around wearing a hat?
I don't know. Oh, really? Yeah, so anyway, so I think there's actually, I think there are the different kinds of designers.
Yeah.
Although I think it's mostly now, yeah, sure, bunch. I think you could. But there is that level where they're like, you know, like when you see a like kind of famous fashion designer sometimes.
Yeah.
And they're just wearing, you know, like jeans and a t-shirt all the time.
Yeah.
Or if you, you know, you go to maybe like a really fancy like hair salon and the like the owner and the main creative stylist just shaves his head on a number two every day.
Mm.
So I think you get that level. We go, well, you know, I don't need to because I know I am.
Yeah? Yeah, that's true.
So I think you'll find, yeah, a lot of people are just, you know, will just look very, you know.
Yeah. You've got a certain amount of self-expression you have to do in 24 hours and you've done it at work, so.
So you want to go home and just be like, be yourself and that is you.
Well, there's probably another debate to be had about whether professional graphic design is self-expression or not.
No, it isn't.
No, it's not.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I think we'd better save ourselves for that. Or it might just be coming up later in the series.
Yeah.
In terms of brands, the actual literal brands that we buy and put on our bodies, is it important to maintain a bit of a mix to not sort of so closely affiliate yourself head to toe in one brand like Stussy or Adidas or something?
I took that. I don't know why, but I've took that as like a football team. If I see someone in a full, like my other half, if he was head to toe in a West Ham kit, I'd go, what are you doing? Because I'd think, oh my God, you're a full kit. Like you can't do a full kit. So a t-shirt with a bit of something else, fine. Like just one element, but you can't do the full brand.
Okay, I mean, I generally just don't get involved with... Like those big label brands, I like things that aren't
labeled,
branded. You know, I mean, I like Converse and these are Nikes, but it's not because I've never owned a pair before. It's just because I like the colour. I know no one can see them and you can't hear them, but they are quite a cool colour.
Yeah.
But I'm more attracted to that, I would say. Or maybe I steer away from brands that are oversaturated, I guess, in the world. So I go, man, like that's everywhere. I'm definitely not wearing that. But I prefer secondhand. I just buy secondhand clothes mostly. Yeah. And I just try and find stuff that is a bit either random or, just unbranded, apart from shoes.
I know how much you love the sitcom Friends.
I do love the sitcom Friends, yeah.
Rich doesn't love the sitcom. There was an episode where Joey he's like head to toe in, is it Porsche or Ferrari merchandise?
Right.
I think if you do go head to toe, like Elise says,
it's too much.
Yeah, no, it's also too much. It kind of like displays this sort of fanboy, sado, ism as well, I think. Like,
yeah, there's...
Would you judge someone on that?
You've like, just decided to define yourself by one company who doesn't care about you anyway.
But then is it too much when you see someone that's, oh, I don't know, like if they've got Adidas jogging bottoms on, Nike trainers, a Vans hat, and it's like, whoa, there's a lot of brands there. Is there like, could you wear like a massive Adidas top, Adidas trousers, but then you've got Nikes and
yeah, of course Vans you can.
And a North Face jacket?
Yeah, wear what you like.
Mm.
Like, really, I just think wear what you like. I like people expressing themselves. Like, Lewis Hamilton, you know, gets a fair amount of stick for some of the outfits he turns up to the Grand Prix weekends. But all I see is someone who spent his whole life being extremely corporate, doing what he was told to, like, make it to F1.
Yeah.
Because that's part of the game. And then he kind of found himself, right? And he found this world of, like, fashion and self-expression and even politics to a certain extent, right?
And
he's just gone. He's just gone with it and gone, well, I want to dress like this. Yeah, and although I wouldn't get away with some of the things he pulls off, yeah, that's like he pulls it off. But for, you know, for a lot of my life, I was like, you know, because when you go and shop, like as a man, yeah, when you go and shop for a lot of clothes and you look at the colours and like, what have you got? You got grey, black, dark blue, yeah, oh man, navy, brown, dark green. Yeah.
Yeah. Me today.
Yeah, yeah. You today. And that's fine. And that's fine. And there's no judgment. But for me, I was just like, well, actually, I got to, I don't know, I guess what, probably not even until in my kind of like 40s, I guess. I was like, actually, do you know what? Like, I like colours and shapes. Mm. And I want some things that are made of colours and shapes, not just this thing. But the one thing I've never been able to get is some good winter gloves that aren't in the man colours. And every time I find a pair, I go, oh, I look perfect. And it says, you know, for children, ages like, you know, 2 to 7 years.
It's true, actually.
Really hard, really hard. I mean, like, it's easier now because I've been training my ads on the socials and I get some, oh, yeah, cool, that's more like it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but it took me a while to go, actually, it's fine to wear colours and care a little bit.
It's brave as well to wear colours. Like, I only wear colours on holiday. I can't do a bright
colour. Really?
Yeah.
But you love yellow.
I love yellow.
But you don't wear yellow.
Only on holiday.
Only on holiday.
When no one knows me.
You wouldn't wear a yellow T-shirt on these shores.
No, because I think, oh, if people take the mick.
Of what?
That you don't look right.
I can't believe you're wearing yellow.
Yeah, because like, I look like a sunshine.
What's wrong with
you? I know, I think people were judging me. So I think, oh, I'll just wear on holiday, no one will know me, and I'll wear something really bright yellow or red, or I can't, I keep quite a minimal colour.
I'm telling you from experience, don't worry, go for it.
I do green, I do push out the green.
Okay. I mean, you know, I've got at least 5 or 6 yellow T-shirts.
I know, yeah. I've got yellow dungarees, but I don't
ever rock them?
No.
What's your brightest colour, Danny?
I don't know. I do look in my wardrobe and I do see a lot of dark blue, black, dark green. And it's not something that, you know, I never decided one day that was going to be it. But that is it. I think like when we were a bit younger, old people all wore that sort of like biscuit, grey, brown, beige.
Oatmeal.
and sometimes I think, is this it now? But that's the thing about like getting older as well. I remember being a kid and you'd see the guys, maybe I'm talking about maybe early 80s, but they would still have like the quiff and the sideburns and stuff.
Yeah.
And you'd think, God, look at that sad old bloke. And now here I am in my late 40s, in the 2020s, probably still a little bit 90s.
Yeah.
Is that what I am now? Am I basically either an old man?
Are you an aging teddy boy?
Yeah. But what do I do about it? I don't want to boring. I don't want to go trendy now because that's not appropriate.
Yeah, because it just looks worse, right? Yeah. No, I guess with the secret to like having a good brand in terms of the commercial like sphere is the same thing, isn't it? Like if you're genuine, then that's what works because it's...
You're true to yourself.
Yeah, because people can tell when you're not being genuine and, you know, as a brand or as a person, if you go, oh, I'm this, and people can see you're clearly not that, then it's not going to work. So, and I think also now when I think of those people, I think, yeah, man, hardcore, good on you.
Yeah, you stuck yeah? by it.
Like, it's like when you see old punks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're still punks. You're just like, well, I've got to give respect to them.
Yeah, right.
And like, you know, with like, and you know, like goths and stuff, yeah? Mm. All the tribes, when you, and they're still rocking it. When they're in their like 60s plus, you just go like, yeah, fair play. Fair yeah. play. Because there's nothing wrong with meaning something, right? There's nothing wrong with really loving like a lifestyle or a piece of music or a style of music or something like that.
No, if you bring your happiness,
yeah.
run with it.
And it, and if you're not particularly, because some people, you know, when you speak to them, you go, oh, what music do you like? They go, oh, you know, I don't really like music. And you go, okay, what films do you like? Oh, I don't really like films. You know, and they're just like, you know, I'm just happy just...
being me.
Just being me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't really think about the things that you think about. And you're just like, okay. But as long as you're... yeah. as long as you're here and you're not hurting anyone, like, go on. Go for it. Yeah. Yeah. People are great. They are, aren't they?
In general, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
About half of them, yeah. I would say.
Yeah. That's pretty good odds, right? I think so.
I like people. Sorry, I like people.
Yeah, no, but they are. I think
people are good.
People yeah. don't credit people enough in that way.
There's not enough positivity.
Yeah, idiots. So I think in terms of like personal branding, then we are sort of we're kind of saying pick a lane, but we're kind of saying don't be too specific. We're saying
we're like our worst clients.
Combined
right?
stuff.
Yeah,
but. But, don't make, yeah. make it too
well bad. For me personally, I just think, just like, I know it's like a bit of a like cliche like thing to say now, but like, you do you, because I think that's what counts.
Yeah,
I'd rather know what someone is like rather than, you know,
trying to be someone that they're not.
Yeah, which I think is certainly a very human thing to like kind of think you should be doing, because you're kind of almost from, certainly once you get into like school, really, isn't it? It starts pretty early.
Yeah.
The whole, you know, like going again back to uniforms now. When I was at school, we were told it's, you know, it's because everyone, you know, not everyone has the money. And obviously if you can wear what you want, then the people with money, you're better tell, and the people without money might get picked on.
Yeah.
But, you know, from what I remember, yeah, it didn't matter that everyone, because you know when someone has got more money and when someone hasn't got as much money, because the person with more money will have a very clean, new, ironed
crisp.
School uniform, crisp, yeah,
sleek
with
hair.
With a trendy bag and good haircut. And the person who doesn't have that money will have an old frayed uniform with not very good haircut and a not very good bag. It's like,
yeah,
you can tell, and kids especially can tell straight away.
Yeah.
So it doesn't resolve that problem.
No.
And everyone gets to look how they want anyway. I mean, when I was at school, it was pretty loose. It's just like, if you've got a red jumper on and black trousers, oh, yeah, it's fine.
Oh, no, so strict.
Yeah, no, I didn't have any of that. No ties, no nothing. Yeah. So I think, for me, but I don't know, maybe Elise is a bit more rule-based about the do's and don'ts.
No, I don't know, really. I think it's... I think now, in this day and age, it's just... be you, because that's the whole thing, isn't it? Everyone wants to just be themselves, be accepted, and everyone, if you're not upsetting anyone, why, what's it to do with you, sort of thing? Like, everyone's just wants so in that respect, but then I suppose you're always going to get the people that judge.
And you're one of them?
Not only...
I mean, to be fair, I'm loved one ones, of them too.
But
don't worry.
But, no, I would never, I'd never judge, but if I saw someone in a full...
Yeah, do you think you can consciously not?
But then I'd think, maybe you've just come out of football training. I'll let you off.
Yeah.
You never know. If I rock in a whole Patagonia or a whole North Face, have you just come off a mountain? You're all right then.
Yeah, I guess. But do you, so saying you like, you don't judge, do you think it's actually possible to do that, to not judge, say judge is probably the wrong word, but not make assumptions.
That's part of what it's for, isn't it?
Yeah.
To signify yourself as something. So you kind of want a certain level of
Okay, as the
judgment in inverted as the viewed
as the viewed party, you're almost inviting assumptions.
Because that's why you're wearing the brand.
So do you think you're on brand for you?
I suppose I am. Because I, because I dress arty.
Okay, do you think you're on brand for you?
Kind of. I voted yesterday and I went to the polling thing. And you know, you get the sort of representative sort of hanging out in the front trying to figure out who you voted for. And yeah, the Tory people didn't come up and chat with me. So it's done the job. It's done the job, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, it's fair enough. Yeah.
I suppose politics as well, isn't it? That has something to do with it. Because like, if you are voting for Green, you stereotypically would you dress?
Yeah, because it's about values, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And branding is pretty much all about values.
Yeah, beyond sort of, I suppose we talked a lot about like cultural stuff, but yeah, your actual what you bloody well believe in. Yeah.
Do you think that influences how you dress?
What your politics in that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Maybe.
So I think where you've got establishment and anti-establishment, you know.
Yeah.
You're not going to go around wearing the sort of uniform of the establishment.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
And ties and stuff.
That's true, actually.
But then a lot of, so when you look at like the modern crop of punk bands, they actually are wearing trousers with their shirts tucked in.
Yeah.
And stuff, you know.
Like, subverting the subverting, isn't it? It's all gone round too many times.
So now, so I guess that's the thing, isn't it? You think you'll present yourself a certain way, but you've got to remember that each generation will view that.
Yeah, completely differently.
Completely different. And like you like hinted upon earlier, your age also. So if I wore more old man clothes, like the classic pale blue, a nice little wind cheetah jacket, polo shirt, that sort of thing, right? Some slip-on canvas shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, with white socks.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah. But if I'd done that, people would go like, oh, okay, makes kind of sense. Maybe like 10 years from now, someone would go, yeah, not bat an eye. But if you saw a 19-year-old dressed like that, you'd go, either this guy is the biggest trendsetter in the world.
Yeah.
Because it's like, no.
Or he's got no friends.
Yeah.
Right? Because so it's about context as well, I guess, right?
Yeah. In terms of, in our capacity as marketers, we always have to have a like audience in mind, don't we?
Yeah.
And I don't know about you guys, but I've been in meetings where they put some personas up on the board or whatever, and this is 50-pound man, he drives this, he does that.
Yeah.
I guess when we think about those personas, we probably do think about what their brand is, how they might dress, those kind
Yeah, subliminally. You do, don't you? Kind of picture it.
Yeah, because you kind of have to, right? Like in that job, if you go, okay, this is aimed at these people, then you do have to think, okay, what are they like? How do they look? Who do they vote for?
Yeah, like
in some ways, where do they shop?
Close your eyes and think conservative. You can kind of picture what they'd look like.
Yeah, and the same with like Green.
Yeah, Labour.
Well, Labour look very similar to the conservative guy at the moment. But certainly like right and left and like centrist, you do. Yeah, yeah.
Well, we did a thing recently for a recruitment fair, which I would assume is attended by students. So then I start thinking about what I think a student is. It's probably like what you were saying earlier, a little beanie hat.
Yeah.
So then if you have that person in mind, does that then help you in terms of the aesthetics you have in mind if you're designing something for that audience?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the big thing about design, isn't it? So you know who your target audience is, so you know to turn that design that way. So say like with the care home things, we need to make sure that the people that are going to be looking at it it's legible. The fonts are large enough for them to be able to read, so it's not hard for them to read. So, like colours that are more striking for them visually,
it's their idea of what luxury would be.
Exactly, in comparison to my age luxury.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think target audience is important with things like that, definitely.
So if we take that back to personal brand, have either of you got a target audience?
It sounds like you're talking about on the dating scene or something.
Oh, no, no. I just meant like, so just generally, right? So do you think, so when you put together, or we put together our, you know, personal visual identity, I guess, right? And it's for a certain audience, for want of a better word. For me, I guess it would be more for like-minded individuals.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Okay, yeah.
So the people that aren't like me generally don't find me interesting. That's kind of how I try and navigate life. If people are going to find me annoying, which I can imagine very easy, then I'd rather make sure that they understand that and therefore ignore me. Yeah? So I don't have to annoy people.
Yeah. I'm trying to think
I just wondered whether that was just me, or whether do you think that's people in general kind of...
Actually, the other... a few weeks ago, I was out. I was actually playing a gig, and the guy doing the sound was involved in an indie band who I quite liked a long time ago. And
Teenage Fan Club?
How did you know?
Because he used to do the sound down the railway, when the railway was open.
That's really well deduced. It's that is exactly the individual I'm discussing. Yeah. But I hadn't met that guy before, and I was wearing like horizontal stripe T-shirt, and he was wearing one, and he came up and said, "I like your T-shirt, mate." And I was like, yeah, hanging on to the 90s. And he sort of like put his fingers up like he was clinging onto a rock face, and he goes, "Hey, like that, mate, like that." And I was able to have that little interaction with that guy and meet someone who's really interesting because we connected on a...
He was on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying... What's the word? On a sartorial level.
Oh, go on.
Nice. These words are cracking today.
I know, but tell me about that word.
Sartorial. It means style and... aesthetics of dress, I guess.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice. I didn't know that. Did you know that
already? No, I didn't. I really am going to use that word, though.
I remember when I started at Solo Press.
So you really should, because Elise loves spelling. So.
I love spelling. Oh,
God. S-A-R-T-O-R-I-A-L. Sartorial.
I'm thinking it's sartorial, so it's sartorial.
Oh, there's an R in there, yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah. But when I started at Solo Press, so like day one, shirt, trousers, shoes. I was thinking, good impression. I don't know what it's like here.
And then you walk in.
And then you have to make, in the next sort of fortnight, you have to make the climb down.
Yeah.
Of like the trousers become the jeans, and the shoes become the trainers, and the shirt becomes the T-shirt.
See it happen a lot when people turn up.
Yeah.
And it's first impression, they walk in. Yeah. And there's like, you know, Emily, God bless her, walking around with her like jogging suit and sliders and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But there was one particular guy who did, really sort of, what's the play? There's one guy who really took it up with me, like, he wouldn't let me get away with it. And he said, "Oh, Danny, you're in a sartorial tailspin." And I always remember that turn of phrase.
Love that. Yeah. I've definitely done that.
Did you find that when you started? Yeah.
Yeah,
even though you'd been here before, you didn't remember.
Yeah, but I think, again...
And even though I told you that
but I want to make an impression. I want to look a way I'm holding myself in high regard. I want you to take me seriously. I want people to look at me and go, "Oh, she means business. She's here to..."
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, I will dress smart. But then as I've gradually...
Yeah.
3 months... nearly later, I'm like, okay, the jeans and Converse are out because I'm more comfy. But there will be some days where I wake up like, yes, I'm an independent, working hard woman. I will wear what I want and look smart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So do you find that some days you're like, actually, so do you think you dress to suit your mood as well?
Yeah. If I'm, that's a big thing.
Less confident, more anonymous, I think.
You know,
I won't wear something bold if I'm feeling a bit inside myself.
That's true, actually, with mood. Because it depends how you wake up, what you got going on in your own private lives. And you're like, if you're just not feeling the day, you're like, I should put something comfy, like hoodie.
Hoodie and baggy trousers, right?
Yeah, and just put your hood up and just sit there. Like, then you're in your own little zone.
Yeah.
That's a post-pandemic thing for me. I used to sit around just in my normal outdoor clothes indoors. Never, you know, I sit around in jeans all the time. But then because the pandemic and the joggers and all that, and now I'm just sort of, I get home and it's like immediately get changed.
Getting shower, cozies.
Cozies?
Yeah.
Does that mean you take the brand off when you get through the front door?
No, because I actually stay on brand, so all my shorts are either secondhand or kind of low-end jogging trousers where I've cut the legs off.
Yeah.
And stuff, or secondhand trousers that I cut the... In fact, I even done it in the office once, much to the aghast of a colleague at the time. I turned up in jeans and it was way too hot.
Took the scissors to the
and
jeans.
I was just like, I was just like, man, I can't sit here in trousers all day. So I just got some scissors out the drawer and just cut the end off my trouser legs and then rolled them up. And he couldn't. He was a guy who took a lot of pride in his appearance, almost to the point of preening a little bit.
That's brilliant.
So he was like, his jaw was so open. It was really funny. I was just like, it'd be all right. So snip, 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 rolled them up. Yeah, rolled your other one up. It's like, nice, new pair of shorts. Thrown them in the bin. Yeah. Yeah, no, I do that. Like, all my, I haven't got any tailored shorts, I don't think. They're all cut off.
Just cut off.
Yeah. And then jogging trousers I've discovered last summer. I was just like, I can't be dealing with these belts in the summer. So I went and bought a load of jogging trousers and cut the legs off. I went, yeah, perfect.
That's the thing. You can probably buy them in some shops that, you know, are like that.
I got, yeah, you can. And they'll be like 50 quid. Yeah. Whereas I go out and spend like £7.50. And then come home and a pair of scissors, and I've got four new pairs of shorts.
And have you developed any kind of use for the legs?
Yes, like, I use them. Yeah, I have. I use them to like help clean my bike.
I was going
to
say, cut them up into rags.
Yeah. To wipe off excess chain lubricant from the chain when oiling the chain.
That is an awful word. That is such an awful word.
What?
Lubricant.
Lubricant.
Okay. So that's a wrap for this week. We hope our discussion has shed some light on the notion of personal branding and how it intersects with our daily lives. If you have any thoughts, experiences or questions you'd like to share, don't hesitate to reach out via the Solo Press YouTube channel, your preferred streaming platform or our social media channels. Your feedback's valuable, so please remember to like, subscribe and leave a comment if you've enjoyed our conversation today. Until next time, this has been a Solo Press podcast brought to you by Poppy Productions. Thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to exploring more design-centric topics with you in the future. Thank you very much.